Okay, so why is this a Turing a great man?
He
values others, and he adds value to other people. And here's in 13, and that he is a humble man. Go back to Luke 7 and read verses 6 and 7. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed.
پس عیسی با ایشان روانه شد و چون نزدیک به خانه رسید یوزباشی چند نفر از دوستان خود را نزد او فرستاده بود و گفت خداوندا زحمت مکشی را لایق آن نیستم که زیر سقف من درآیی و از این سبب خود را لایق آن ندانستم که نزد تو آیم بلکه سخنی بگو تا بنده من شفا خواهد یافت.
Yeah, so he's communicating through proxy. He's sending this message to Jesus.
And he's telling,
I'm not worthy that you come in the
marriage.
Now, did the elders of the Jews think this man was worthy or not?
They
think he was worthy. They spoke very positively about him. Hey, this is a great guy. Yeah, that valued people and that added value to others. Investing himself in the community. Now, why would they say that? Why would they call out to Jesus to heal a servant, but then saying, oh, I'm not worthy that you come to my house. Don't go to the trouble coming to my house. Now, go to Acts chapter 10. And we're going to look again at the story of another centurion named
Cornelius.
Most of you know the story. It's when Peter has this vision.
Petrus وقتی این رویا رو می‌بینه.
And God is explaining to him that it's for him okay eventually to enter into the house of this Roman centurion.
که پولس بره وارد خونه این کورنلیوس افسر این باشه رومی بشه.
Clean and unclean animals coming down.
یه سفره‌ای رو می‌بینه که پر از
میوه‌های حرام
هست.
And Peter says, no, I cannot do that.
پتروس میگه بخور و بنوش و پتروس میگه من نمی‌تونم بخورم.
These animals are forbidden for me to eat.
Now, اجازه ندارم بخورم.
Start reading from verse 13 and little 17 for now. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, No, so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, What God hath cleansed, that call thou not common. This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now while Peter doubted in himself, what his vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry for Simon's house and stood before the gate.
و این سه مرتبه رخ داد و دوباره آن ظرف با آسمان بالا برده شد و چون پتروس در خود بسیار متحیر بود که این رویایی که دید چه می باشد ناگاه فرستادگان کورنلیوس پس از پرسجو برای خانه شمعون بر درگاه ایستاد بر درگاه رسیدند.
Yeah, skip to verse 28. Yeah, this is after Peter goes with him and meets him.
And
listen what he says. And he said unto them, You know how that it's an lawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or come unto one of another nation. But God had shewed me that I should not call any man common or unclean.
پس به ایشان گفت شما آگاه هستید که مرد یهودی را با فردی از قوم دیگر معاشرت کردن یا نزد او آمدن حرام است. اما خدا مرا تعلیم داد که هیچ کس را حرام یا آلوده نخواند.
Yeah, so in the view of the average Jew, it was like a law to them not to keep company with somebody who was not a Jew. Somebody was from another nation.
Now,
was this really a problem or a sin to do for them? Now we see Jesus going to Samaria, where the average Jew would actually make a journey around.
که معمولاً اکثر یهودیان میانبر می‌زدن که بخش از این جاده نمی‌رفتن دور می‌کردن مسیرشون که سامره رد نشن.
In Luke 7, yeah, where we're at, Jesus is actually going to enter in this house of this Roman centurion. And he has no problem with it.
یوزباشی رومی میشه و هیچ مشکلی از این موضوع نداره.
And of course, Jesus didn't come only for the Jews.
عیسی مسیح فقط برای یهودیان.
He came to them first.
عیسی مسیح اول برای یهودیان آمد.
But he died for the sins of the whole world.
اما برای گناهان همه دنیا مرد.
To lighten the Gentiles.
اون نور نور بود که اومد زندگی غیر یهودی ها
رو
روشن کنه.
This centurion being a humble man,
این رومی که مردی فروتن بود,
he doesn't want Jesus to come to his house because he thinks it's not right for Jesus to do that.
که فکر کنه که ایس درست نیست, یعنی ارزشش نداره که عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, and don't forget, this is a man that is in charge of 100 soldiers. Yeah, he had influence. This was an important man.
He
had some social status.
در حقیقت از لحاظ مردم اطرافش آدم بزرگی بوده.
Yeah, yet we see that he's a humble man.
ولی می‌بینیم با فروتنی چیکار.
Yeah, what makes this man a great man?
چجوری این فرد آدم بزرگی شد؟
He values others, he values people.
اول از همه دیگران اهمیت میده, ارزش میذاره.
Then he adds value to others, he benefits others.
و باعث برکت و اضافه کردن دیگران میشه.
And he's a man that is humble.
و یک مردی هست که فروتنه.
And it doesn't مean that he's a man that is a loser or something like
that. نه اینکه بگیم آدم
باخته. Go to Philippians 2.
فیلیپیان فصل 2
رو باز کنید.
5-8.
Now being humble doesn't mean you're a loser.
کسی که فروتنه نه اینکه باخته است آدم.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Well, being in the form of God, though it thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
To what?
5-8.
5-8. همین فکر در شما باشد که در مسیح عیسی نیز بود که چون در صورت خدا بود با خدا برابر بودن را غنیمت نشمرد اما خود را پست نموده صورت غلام را پذیرفت به شباهت آدمیان درآمد و چون در شکل انسان پیدا شد خویشتن را فروتن ساخت و تا به مرگ بلکه تا به مرگ صلیب مطیع گردید.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. This is how you should be. This is the example for you to follow. And we see that Jesus humbled himself. God in the flesh humbled himself. And since he became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross.
اونقدر فروتن کرد خودش رو تا حتی به مرگ و به مرگ بر روی صلیب.
Humility is not thinking that you are somehow less.
باعث نمیشه که تو آدم کمی باشی.
Or thinking you are a loser.
یا اینکه فکر کنی همه چی باختی.
It's thinking less about yourself.
خودت رو و ارزش خودت رو کم بدی.
It's thinking more about others.
نه، در عوضش به دیگران بیشتر فکر کردن.
Jesus humbled himself how?
در عیسی مسیح خودش رو چجوری فروتن کرد؟
In being obedient unto death.
با اطاعت تا به مرگ.
He put others in front of himself.
زندگی دیگران رو جلوی پای خودش قرار داد.
Yeah, he put you and me
اول قرار داد.
Before himself.
او اول به من و شما فکر کرد تا قبل از اینکه به خودش.
Yeah, go to Proverbs 27:2.
امثال 27 آیه 2.
Where it says, "Let another man praise thee, and not thy own mouth; a stranger, and not thine own lips."
بگذار دیگری تو را بستاید نه دهان خودت غیبی نه زبان خودت.
Yeah, let other people praise you.
Don't praise yourself. نه خودت خودت رو بستاید.
He said he wasn't worthy.
او گفت ارزش نداره.
To even ask Jesus.
اگر حتی عیسی میگه نه یا ارزش نداره.
He said he wasn't worthy for Jesus to come under his roof.
گفت ارزش ندارم به عیسی مسیح بیای زیر سقف من.
Yeah, he didn't want to trouble Jesus.
نخواست اهمیتی بذاره واسه عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, this others said he was worthy.
اما دیگران گفتش others praised him. ارزش داشت.
Yeah, that's humility.
این فروتنیست.
He was not considering himself, he was considering others.
به دیگران فکر نمی‌کرد. به خودش فکر نمی‌کرد بلکه به دیگران فکر می‌کرد.
This centurion was a great man.
اون مرد سنتوری آدم بزرگی
Now,
بود.
What is our society about today?
جامعه امروز ما چجوریه؟
Humbleness?
فروتنی؟
No, not really.
اصلا نه.
It's about bragging and boasting.
برعکس خودنمایی و نمایش گذاشتن.
One of the many reasons.
یکی از بزرگترین چیزهایی که داریم.
Hate social media.
متنفرم از سوشال مدیا.
Yeah, like Facebook, huh?
Facebook.
This is where the pride will thrive.
در حقیقت غرورت رو اونجا به همه نشون بدی.
Look at me. Look at my life.
من زندگی منو نگاه کن.
Look at my fun.
عکس منو نگاه کن. خوشگذرونی من نگاه کن. ببین چی خریدم. ببین چی دارم. ببین امروز چی کار کردم.
That's boasting and bragging.
در حقیقت مغرور بودن و اعلام کردن.
And it is not real.
It's fake. It's a fake impression of a person's life. در حقیقت یه چیز دروغی از زندگی دیگری به ما نشون دادنه.
Our society chooses politicians.
تصمیم میگیره طبق که کیس
that are braggers and boasters.
کسایی رو انتخاب میکنه از سیاست که بیشتر خوب حرف میزنه به خودش مغروره قشنگ خود نمایی میکنه.
Yeah. I won't name any.
نام نمیبرم.
I'm sure some of you can come up with some.
اما میتونی خیلی رو نام ببرین که
خود. But we choose them to be our representatives.
تصمیم میگیریم که نماینده ما در مجلس نماینده ما.
This is what society lives up.
جامعه دنیای ما این شکلی شده.
But that is not greatness.
این بزرگی نیست.
Greatness is found in those who are humble.
بزرگی در کسایی پیدا میشه که فروتن.
Jesus was humble.
عیسی مسیح فروتن بود.
Proverbs 16:19.
امثال 16:19.
Better it is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
19.
افتادگی با افتادگان به از تقسیم غنیمت با مدیریت بدان.
Yeah, but when I do not promote myself, then nobody will see my qualities and nobody will recognize me.
I
need to boast and brag at least a little bit to make some advantage in life.
Advancements. Answer wrong.
You just do your best. You just work hard. You do what is right. And in due time, you will be recognized and you will be exalted. Yeah, you just do everything unto the
تو هر کاری که میکنی برای خداوند انجام بده و بذار او تو رو بالا ببره.
لوقا 14:7-11.
آیه 7-11.
Luke 14:7-11. And he put forth a parable to those which were bidden, when he marked how they chose out the chief rooms, saying unto them, when thou art bidden of any man to a wedding, sit not down in the highest room, lest a more honorable man than thou be bidden of him. And he that bade thee and him come and say to thee, give this man place, and thou begin with shame to take us the lowest room. But when thou art bidden, go and sit down in the lowest room, that when he that bade thee cometh, he may say unto thee, friend, go up higher. Then shalt thou have worship in the presence of them that sit at meat with thee. For whosoever exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted.
و برای مهمانان مثلی زد، چون ملاحظه فرمود که چگونه صدر مجلس را اختیار می‌کردند. پس به ایشان گفت، چون کسی تو را به عروسی دعوت کند، در صدر مجلس منشین. مبادا کسی بزرگتر از تو هم دعوت شده باشد. پس آن کسی که تو و او را دعوت کرده بود بیاید و تو را گوید این کس را جای بده و تو با خجالت به پایین‌ترین جایگاه پایین نشست. بلکه چون مهمان کسی باشی رفته در پایین بنشین تا وقتی که میزبانت آید به تو گوید ای دوست جای بالاتر بنشین، آنگاه تو را در حضور مجلسیان عزت خواهد بود. زیرا هر که خود را بزرگ سازد ذلیل گردد و هر که خویشتن را فرو دارد سرفراز گردد.
You want to boast? You want to exalt yourself? You will be abased. Yeah. You're humble.
فروتنی.
Yeah. Then you will be exalted.
وقت تو پر جلال.
Yeah, we don't have to boast and brag.
لازم نیست به خودت ببالی و در مورد خودت حرف بزنی و خودت رو تبلیغ کنی.
Yeah, just do what is right in God's
eyes. کاری که خداوند تو جلوت گذاشته انجام بده.
Yeah.
اونایی که قرار ببینن میدونن.
This Roman centurion was a great man.
رومیان اون یوزباش رومی.
Because he cared for people, he valued people.
خیلی آدم بزرگی بود چون اول به زندگی مردم ارزش گذاشت.
Because he added value to others.
آدم بزرگی بود چون به زندگی دیگران ارزش
leading for the benefit of others.
خدمت کرد به دیگران و برای سود دیگران کار کرد.
He was a great man.
آدم بزرگی بود چون فروتن بود.
But it's actually not where this centurion is known for.
اما میدونین این یوزباش رومی
به چی معروف بود؟ Yeah, when you
think about this story,
there's something else that stands out.
که یک چیز بزرگی در این
میشه. Because something that Jesus specifically brings up.
چیزی که عیسی مسیح نام میبره.
And that is the faith.
ایمان این یوز باشه.
Go back to verse 7.
آیه 7 رو یه بار دیگه نگاه کنید.
Wherefore neither through I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed.
و از این سبب خود را لایق را ندانستم که نزد تو آیم، بلکه سخن بگو تا بنده من شفا خواهد
یافت. Yeah, I'm not worthy. Yeah, that you should come to my home.
But there's no need for
either.
حتی لازم نیست
تو
بیای.
You can just say the word.
فقط بگو.
And my servant shall be healed.
و خادم من شفا پیدا کنه.
Yeah, there's no need for special things at the house.
لازم نیست تو خونه من یه اتفاق مخصوص بیفته.
Don't need to lay hands or do other things.
کارهای دیگه بکنی.
Just say the word.
فقط بگو.
Your word is enough.
کلام تو کافی است.
And I know it will be done as you say.
تو بگی انجام خواهد شد همون جوری که گفتی.
And then he gives an explanation behind that.
Verse 8. آیه 8.
For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth.
زیرا که من نیز شخصی هستم زیر حکم و سربازانی زیر دست خود دارم، چون به یکی گویم برو میرود و به دیگری بیا میآید و به غلام خود این را بکن میکند.
Yeah, so he's telling this Jesus, like you, I'm under authority. I know what it means to have authority. Yeah, when I tell soldiers to this or that, they'll do it. If I command my servant to do something, yeah, he will do it. Yeah, but I myself am also under authority. Yeah, this authority that I have leans on a higher authority. What he's understanding is that Jesus is from God. That Jesus is doing the work of God in this world. Jesus says the word. He has the authority to do the things that no human being can do. Like healing a man who is almost dying of a disease. He says, I understand authority. I understand your authority, Jesus. That you can just speak. And the sick will be healed. He did not even have to come.
Now,
he had faith in Jesus. He had faith in the word of God. He had faith in the words that would come out of the mouth of Jesus.
Now,
go to 1 Thessalonians
2:13.
1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
327. بلکه چنان که به راستی است کلام خدا که در شما که ایماندار هستید عمل میکند.
Yeah, so Paul commands the church here in Thessalonica.
پولس اعلام میکنه به اون تسالونیکی.
They are receiving the word of God.
کلام خدا رو دریافت کردن.
That was brought to them.
که به حضورشون اومده.
And they didn't receive it as it came from a man.
و اونجوری قبولش نکردن.
Yeah, they received as the word of God.
ولی مثل کلام خدا قبولش کردن.
Yeah, Jesus, if you say the word.
یعنی مسیح وقتی تو کلام رو میگی.
I know.
من میدونم.
My servant will be healed.
خادم من شفا پیدا کرد.
Because you have the authority to do so.
تو قدرت داری که این کارو بکنی.
I believe that. Your word is enough.
من ایمان دارم کلام تو کافی است.
Go to Psalm 119.
مزمور 119:41. آیه 41.
And 42.
و 42.
That thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord. Even thy salvation according to thy word, so shall I have wherewith the answer to him, answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. Yeah, this centurion believed the words that came from Jesus. We are to believe what God has said and believe that it is true. Yeah, we have the word of God. Yeah, the Bible says it. We should put faith in it. Yeah, Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Yeah, living by faith doesn't stop after salvation. Yeah, that was just a first step. You've trusted God's word on what He says you should do to be saved.
Yeah,
believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you call upon the Lord
for salvation.
But God's word has much more to say than only that. And we need to have faith in all the things that God has said in His word as well. And then we should say, your word is enough. Jesus, just give the word. And I know my servant will be healed. If you make the proclamation, there is no need for anything else anymore. It is true, it will be done.
That,
why is a centurion a great man?
چرا اون سنتوری، چرا اون یوزباش یونی رومی آدم بزرگی بود؟
He cared for people. He valued people.
اهمیت داد به دیگران.
Why was he a great man?
چرا آدم بزرگی بود؟
He added value to others.
ارزش داد، اضافه کرد به زندگی نفر. برکت اضافه کرد به دیگران و باعث برکت دیگران شد.
Why was he a great man?
چرا آدم بزرگی بود؟
He was a humble man.
آدم فروتنی بود.
And lastly, he was a man of faith, of great faith.
مرد با ایمان بود.
Read verse 9 and Luke 7. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel.
چون عیسی این را شنید تعجب نموده به سوی آن جماعتی که از پی او می آمدند روی گردانیده گفت به شما میگویم چنین ایمانی در اسرائیل هم نیافتم.
Yeah. How do we know his faith was great? Because Jesus says, I didn't find anybody that has such a great faith. He had faith in the word of God. He trusted the word. Yeah, Jesus is the word. They say, I have faith. Okay, that's good. Just make sure that it is faith according to the word. Just make sure you step out in faith because the word of God says it. Yeah, because sometimes you have people and then, oh, I'm taking this step of faith. But it ends up in trouble. Because that faith was not rooted in the Bible. Because it was not faith in something that God had said. Yeah, when you step out in faith, step out of faith that are connected and things that are connected to God's word. Yeah, and this centurion had great faith in the word that was given.
به کلامی که داده شده بود.
Yeah, it was not about that his servant was healed. He had faith in Jesus.
خادمش فقط شفا پیدا کرد بلکه ایمان داشت.
If Jesus would say it,
بگه,
it would be done.
انجام خواهد شد.
It would be good. Yeah, because he understood that Jesus was from God.
فهمید که عیسی مسیح از طرف خداوند.
Read verse 10, the last verse.
آیه 10 رو بخونید.
And they that were sent returned to the house, found a servant whole that had been sick.
پس فرستادگان به خانه برگشته آن غلام بیمار را سلامت یافتند.
Yeah, and his faith was confirmed in the healing of the servant.
تکمیل شد در خداوند.
Yeah, the one he cared for, the one he valued.
و به اونی که ارزش داد.
Yeah, for he used his influence, his power, to seek help for.
و کامل و اون کمکی که خواسته بود.
Yeah, he was a great man, a humble man.
آدم بزرگی بود، فروتن بود.
Yeah, who trusted in the word.
اعتماد کرد به کلام خداوند، به عیسی مسیح.
Now, probably next week we're going to look at another great man, John the Baptist. And we'll see that even though he had a time that he was doubting,
حتی زمانی که شک میکنه
time,
زمان سختی زندگی
he had a great legacy
واقعا
so, یک
اسم بزرگی رو داشت و باید باعث تشویق ما باشه.
آمین.